Portland Saturday Market every Saturday and Sunday in Waterfront Park now through Christmas Eve. Event schedule, vendor information, and more information is available online at portlandsaturdaymarket.com. This is KBOO Portland. The time now is 10 o'clock. Coming up next is Air Cascadia.
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Tuesday, October 30th, 2018, and you're listening to KBOO Portland Community Radio at 90.7 FM, KBOO.FM on the web. When I say that, when I say community, I have a roar of confidence that that this is real radio. This is not artificial radio. This is not fake radio or fake radio news. This is the real thing, non-syndicated. And coming to you because of your support. Just want to underline that, even though this is something that we all know full well, because of the news that is flowing through the bloodstream of the nation right now, much of it is so utterly horrific. The shootings in Pittsburgh, the shootings all the time now, all the time. Read foreign press and hear what people think of the United States. It's considered to be both hilariously stupid and inept, and terrifyingly dangerous and erratic. That is, in a nutshell, how we are seen from afar, and as well as up close. This looming midterm elections are more than an American referendum. They are a global watershed. With Angela Merkel's abdication and Brazil's worst mistake, prime mistake, Bolsonaro's apotheosis, Recep Erdogan Ottoman Empire in Turkey, and of course Viktor Orban in Hungary, and we could go on and on listing the terrifying dictators, the populist dictators around the world, emerging and growing ever stronger every day. You have to wonder how terribly people are suffering to throw in their lot with these types of autocrats, greedy, dangerous, ignorant men. The political currents all over the world running hard right, and here we are staring down the barrel of a worldwide coup. There's been a coup in the United States with the election of Donald Trump, and now that coup is spreading to the rest of the world. What is when a coup implies the seizing of power, and when how then can we even talk about a worldwide coup? Well, easily, power is being utterly and totally taken away from the people. And vested in those who are unspeakably, I don't want to use the word evil, it's beyond that, it's something else. Let's just call it stupid, eh? Weather for today, mostly cloudy, highs around 58, and tonight, rain with a low around 51. Tomorrow, looking at the same thing. And tomorrow night, 54, light winds, and very likely rain. We've been trying, of course, to reach anyone and everyone from our Children's Trust. They are, it's funny, isn't it, how this is the news. This is the story right now. And this is the story that we have been on now for, lo, these many years. This is clearly going to the Supreme Court. The Trump administration refuses to face facts and insists that if this case were to go forward, that it would be tremendously difficult, very onerous, expensive. They just couldn't possibly afford to give young people their rights. It's just too damn expensive to litigate. That's amazing. The 21 Juliana versus United States youth plaintiffs are fighting for their right to be heard and to present their evidence in court. And the Trump administration, and this is it now for them, I believe. This is their last ditch effort to throw it out, and they filed a motion with the United States Supreme Court to delay the trial. The filing with the Supreme Court is the second motion, writ of mandamus, in the last 3 months. The Trump administration claims that, and here's, wait for it, you wait for it, sit down. The Trump administration claims it will be irreparably, they won't be able to fix this, harmed if it is forced to go to trial. He's frightened of 21 young people. They were children when this started, don't forget. And now they themselves are 21, some of them. Some of them are 11, young Levi in Florida, where the red tides, when you say red tide, we go, oh, boo-hoo-hoo, people in Florida can't go swimming. Well, it's a hell of a lot more than that, friends. It means that the red tide poisons the air. Levi, I think he's something like 8 or 9 years old, has severe asthma. So it means that he can't breathe. People who have any type of respiratory problems, when there are these vast and seemingly endless red tides, it poisons the air. Think about that. The sea is poisoning the air because the sea is dying. That, just as a corpse doesn't smell great, and you shouldn't be standing next to one inhaling deeply, the ocean is dying. It's a corpse, and that's what the red tide is about. It's the last gasps of air from the seas. So, yesterday, the 21 in Eugene, where everybody was there for this trial, and didn't happen. But what did happen was a rally, and of course there were rallies. This was echoed all across the country. It's not just these 21 people. It's not just the original 21. Well, across the country, all across the country, there are groups of young people who are suing the United States for their right to live on a planet that is not in its last death throes. We're already moving towards a monospecies planet because there are the human population is so enormous and so hungry that its efforts to feed itself have damaged populations of every other. There is no species on the earth right now that has not been damaged in some way by the efforts of the human species to feed itself, and the directions in which it was willing to go, the depth to which it will go, to find anything and everything that it can literally eat. So we're seeing extinctions of other species like nothing else. This is not like any other extinction that has ever happened before. This is unique and terrible. And whenever we say, yes, it's wonderful, we are going to feed the world. Oh yes, we're going to feed the world, which means people, human populations, of course, at the expense of every other species on the planet. We have a choice. We can either feed the world, or we can have a planet in which many different species flourish. The direction we're heading, however, is towards a monospecies planet, which can have very, very, meaning not just that there'll be only people and maybe a bunch of videos or animatronic creatures. We don't even know what that will do to the exquisitely fine balance of nature. That said, more from the Trump administration's claims of irreparable harm if forced to go to trial rest upon the false claim that this is due to the cost of litigation and having to defend its actions in court, actions which threaten, he claims. This is supposed to be, we already know that climate change is a threat to national security, but here comes the Trump administration claiming that the cost of going to trial and the trial itself would threaten, what? Excuse me? What do you say? Oh, I see. It's the security of the United States. If the future of young people is secured, lives and property of the young people are secured. That's a threat to the security of the United States. So they filed their opposition brief at the Supreme Court, and they argued that this case involves claims for infringement of their fundamental rights not to be deprived of their personal security and family autonomy, as well as specific and systemic government discrimination against them, young people, as a population, as a class, in violation of their right to equal protection under the law. The Supreme Court issued a temporary stay on trial proceedings while the court reviews the young plaintiff's response to the Trump administration's highly unusual request. What the administration, the defendant, is claiming is far, far from regular. And thus the Supreme Court, in its wisdom, its extreme right-wing wisdom, wants to contemplate the meaning of the lawsuit. They're going to contemplate a little more. And meanwhile, in the Philippines, Duterte continues his purge of his own population. Recep Erdogan in Turkey continues to thwart efforts to really find out who's killing journalists. And of course, Viktor Orban in Hungary is doing what only Viktor Orban has done for the world. Trump leading the charge over the cliff, as always, sitting in his pajamas, smirking and tweeting. It is all of a piece, and it really does amount to a coup. A very few people with a tremendous amount of power and money are leading a mob, a rabble of people against themselves. This has been Air Cascadia for Tuesday, October 30th, 2018.